I need some more juice. I need some more sound.
Where do you
sound.
Mean? Where?
Yeah, that's good. You got it?
Oh,
up there,
my God. It's early.
Check.
Right,
there we go.
Enjoy the show.
Right,
stay
we
tuned.
Go.
We're going live.
We're ready.
Three. Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil,
yep.
Rogers Hamm, and Justin Moore. Live from the Oakland Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Mayhem. Ba-ba-dum.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
All right, you 609ers, you know exactly what to do. Move it, move it, move it, let's go.
Hit that time on that, move it, move it.
Bigger than U.S. Steel.
And I won't run high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land.
This
How
team.
Do you look at a baby and then Roger?
This star.
Hold
it on our jet.
Swing a little chariot, come down easy.
Taxi to the terminal zone.
Los Angeles!
What an asset you are to our show.
Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land.
Hey, the poor boys on the line.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Go to the phones. Who's this?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
I don't know. Is that Ryan Silverfield's keys?
Double R was there. See him? See Randy yesterday?
Yeah, he looked right at me and turned his back. Los Angeles!
I don't know who you are.
That's Randy. When I looked right at him.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoop it, Suey! Los Angeles!
Yeah!
You want to play
one? Say hello to my new friend!
All right, good morning, everybody. It's 6:10. 6:10 on this Tuesday, August 25th. Glad you're with us. Our only day in studio this week, Roger, is Morning Mayhem is on the road. Tomorrow we will be in Dardanelle celebrating what's coming up this weekend, the 80th, I believe, Chicken Fry, Mount Nebo Chicken Fry. So, you know,
it just breaks out in a song.
Listen, you know what we're having tomorrow?
Yeah.
I said, better be chicken there in the morning.
Well, yeah.
Better be chicken.
I mean, it better be. It better be. Now, listen, you have not forgotten about our trip to Blytheville.
Yeah, we
you?
Still got to get that done next week. Yeah, we got to get
listen.
There.
It's got to get done, bro.
It's got to get done.
Or the summer of adventure is
it's a failure.
Yes.
We got to finish.
We got to finish.
It's the fifth 100. It's the fifth restaurant that's 100 years old.
Right. What do you say about it?
Finish it.
We're going to finish it.
Yes, we got to do that. Yesterday was a big day. You know, when we started the show, we had not talked with Ryan Silverfield, and we didn't know who the two speakers were going to be or the guests for the October 12th meeting. Figure that out. It's obviously Bill Clinton and Jerry Jones. And already I told Roger on Facebook Live, Christian, one-day record sale of tickets, 1,000 tickets, over 1,000 tickets sold the first day.
Birthday.
In one day. In one day.
So how many seats are available at that location versus where you usually do it?
Well, the arena, two things. We're lunches, so we've got to eat on the floor. So we can probably do 1,200 on the floor. Okay. And then beyond that, we start going up in there, probably won't be able to feed those folks, but they can still attend.
Oh.
They want to. So that gives us the ability to go more.
Never thought
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, Peyton Manning has the record. We're getting ready to smash that. 1,300 is the record. And so it's, again, you know, what you saw the reaction, half of the reaction yesterday was like, man, like you said, Roger, to get those two, you know, internationally known guys, you know, world, you know, known around the world to come to the Little Rock Touchdown Club together on the stage is you know, really impressive and remarkable and really cool. And the other half, you know, don't like, you know, Jerry, don't like Clinton, whatever. And it's,
yeah,
you know,
some don't like either, right?
Or don't like either. Doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me a bit. You don't have to come. You don't have to like it.
Wait, listen.
You don't. But,
you don't have to eat.
Yeah, but the main thing is that, Greg got a great reaction. I think most people realize, Roger, the historical part of it. You got two guys who grew up with not a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, they had what I said last
time. We saw the house in Hope.
Yeah, on my post, I said they grew up with not a lot, but their families and their dreams. Mm-hmm. And one of them became a 42nd president, and the other one became probably one of the most influential owners in the history of all sports. The only guy that's come close, the only guy if you would put in the same area with him is Al Davis. You know, as far as innovative and impactful, you know, Jerry's helped make the league billions and billions of dollars because he broke the model and the rule about sponsorship and all that. And both are Arkies, even though I know Jerry was born in L.A., but he, you know, moved to Arkansas pretty quickly.
Well, same thing with you. Same thing with John Daly, but we think of him as being Arkansas.
Yeah, same thing.
And they have embraced Arkansas.
And they grew up mostly here, too. You know?
Well, Jerry's in Arkansas.
Yeah.
You don't think of anything different than that. Like I told you earlier, my son-in-law said it yesterday. One of the most influential people in the entire world is coming, and so is a former president. but you know what? No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care who it is. I know we got beat up when we were at the Trump deal rally. When he first came in rally. We got beat up. He isn't even president.
Nobody knew
anything about it. But we had front row seats. And I told everybody then, and I'll tell everybody again, I will be front row seat on any of them. any president that comes to town. Yeah. It's still my president. Yeah, I don't care who it is. Right. And you can dislike a lot of things. Tom heals all wounds, a lot of things like that. We had somebody on here say that they've been listening to us for 25 years, and now we're despicable because we've got two guys. I won't read everything that the person said, but now they're going to stop listening. Listen,
you know what's a great thing, Christian? Roger and I have done this so long, and I've been in the public eye for a long time, being a former Razorback and all that, is that I don't know how many years ago, probably 25 years ago, Wally Hall told me back in the 90s when I used to do a show, he said, I stopped worrying about what people, what they think about me or what they say. Yeah, it's the greatest tool to be able to have is when you don't care. I'm not measured. I don't measure myself by what you have to say.
Great,
now I can respond if you go overboard or whatever, but hey, you've got your opinion, you don't like it.
Not gonna bother me.
Now, you know, sometimes I wonder we're not the type of people who will go to somebody's page just to make a negative comment.
No.
You know. But there are people who do that. You know, used to be when we were in school, Christian, those people never had the platform to do it. Now they just fortunately
you didn't know.
Or unfortunately,
you didn't know how many people hated you.
That's right.
You know what?
Whatever.
When this country was great,
you had to write a letter.
You know what? And now
to the editor.
And we don't even have to seek out people that dislike us. It's they send us notes.
Yeah.
I see things that I don't like and I don't respond to it.
It's so funny. My mother and father are very, very grateful to have them alive and with me in their 80s. Okay. And they get mad. I said, hey, don't respond.
Well, that's
don't
different.
Respond. You just can't go down that road.
That's your prayer. Listen, if somebody attacks one of my children, it's who we are. And you're right.
Because we're used to getting it.
Right. Right. They're faceless and they're most of them wouldn't say that. I'd say most of them would. I mean, you see a lot of the things on social media, but most of them wouldn't say anything to you personally, which is fine.
Right. Right. Well, I think it's interesting.
I'd rather you say something on here than beat your kid.
We've seen this last couple of days. People get mad at us for what they perceive as being negative, and that's just being honest in an evaluation. They get mad at us expressing our opinion that, I can have an opinion, too. You can. You're welcome to do it. And we can also come back and say, we have an opinion, too. We're not trying to be negative. Listen, I thought yesterday Ryan Silverfield did about everything he could do. He said all the right things, toughness, all the things, put him through the hottest practices. You know, I think he referenced the Memphis game because Sully used it in the intro where he said we felt like we could win games in the fourth quarter because we were tougher. And so you need every edge when you're not the most talented.
He slided me.
Was it last year that Pittman said something about it being too hot?
I can't remember.
You remember that?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I can't remember.
He mentioned it being too hot during a game or at practice or something.
I don't remember.
This is ridiculous.
I don't remember. Well, listen to Coach.
I'll have to find it. I remember the clip.
Listening to Coach. Oh, please do. And listening to Coach yesterday, he's younger.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he was younger, if he's younger than Chad. I don't know.
What is he? Is he late 30s?
Chad looked sickly to me at the time. He looked like a sickly.
He's got to be in the 40s, right?
He's got to be.
He's got to be early 40s, right? He can't be more than mid 40s, right?
I was thinking mid 40s.
Take that back. He's been coaching 27 years. But he started
when
he's
mid 40s.
Yeah, you're probably right because he's probably
not
started 50 when he's
yet.
20.
Okay.
He's not 50. He's under 50.
Yeah. He slided me when I, because Debbie's
what
looking
happened?
At me going, hey, Roger, you want to take a picture? I said, no, no. And she goes, why? I said, no, I don't want to do that. When I had Qualls beside me, I said, okay. So we go up there and And I introduced myself. I said, hey, coach. And he's getting ready to leave. It was done. Of course, you were pushing your mother off the stage, trying to hurry Mama B off the stage. I went and I said, coach, great to meet you. Glad you were here. I said, I work with David. He goes, yeah, sure. You know, it kind of shrugged his shoulders. Okay. You know, I should have told him, I said, I'm also great friends with the Hendrixes. You know, that may have made him look different at me a little bit if I had done that one. Because I saw him give the Hendrixes a bro hug. He gave those guys a bro hug. But he said all the right things to me. He's a younger guy. He's a coach. He's
46, by the way.
46 years old. He's going to be up there. He said, you know, I'd like to be here for 22 years. Yeah, okay. That's what you want every one of them to say. But I bought into it. I really, yeah. You know, I think if he wins four games, fantastic, and we're going to move on. The only heartbreak that I have, or the only concern, is like we always have, which is with a coach like this. But we'll see if he can change it. Is we can't go. I couldn't see because I saw Kevin Scanlon in the audience when Cal Cagney was quarterbacking. Kevin was on the sideline. I don't know if the quarterback that's on the sideline is going to be there next year.
Yeah.
Don't know what it's going to be like because right. of NIL and Porter. Not anymore.
I brought it up because I don't think he'd said anything publicly about it, about the what he's doing, you know, talking about Roger. We've talked about this. Nobody comes usually now to the university because they want to be a Razorback. It's, you know, where's the best playing opportunity, the most money. But talking about bringing back former players to speak. But I love the Friday idea. Is when the players, for those who missed it yesterday, he's talking about when the players on Friday night usually walk through the stadium, walk around the stadium for 30 minutes, bringing back several former players, 5, 10, 20 guys, mm-hmm. letting them walk with those players and just talk with them. Just remember, hey, I remember what I did back in 1981. It's great, you know, and maybe say a few stories. I think that's a great tie-in. You know, I've really complained about how poor of job they do or have we've done up on the Hill. Of educating players who come in about, they didn't need to look, because they didn't do it with me. And I get it. No, they're not thinking those kind of things, but I think it's good to know the history of the program that you're coming to play. Don't have to know all of it. You should know some basic. They had McFadden already, which, you know, that was a good sign. But anyway, I thought that was good. Coach Nutt, that's exactly right. So, anyway.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, to let those folks know, you know, why they're playing for that fighting Razorback on that helmet.
You hear that? And I think we are going to declare. The Emmitt Smith meeting sold out. You know, we decided not to move that down to the bigger, you know, venue. Much more intimate, that room yesterday. I mean, it's packed, you know, at the Doubletree, 600 people. And it is, you're not moving around very easily in that. And so I think we've decided we're just going to go ahead and because it's basically sold out now. Yeah. And I announced that a little bit later today. But that's a cool sign, to have your two first meetings as sellouts. And sure, it's good to see a lot of people yesterday.
It's great to go back and see everybody that you don't see except there. Your volunteer staff that is there. Obviously, I see Debbie. I speak with Debbie more often throughout the season than any of the other ladies and gentlemen there. I don't see as many guys there like I did. Maybe it was just the first one, and I was.
You mean overall?
Your volunteers as much.
Yeah, there are a couple guys earlier in the they're early in the day.
But I didn't see them.
There's more women.
Well, and that's fine. I'm just saying. I mean, I hope someone hadn't passed again that I missed.
Yeah.
But I mean, you had a it was a great turnout. Seeing everybody again, the volunteer staff does a fantastic job. They really do.
Good to see a lot of faces who listen to the show too. Most of those people in the room probably listen to the show, and so that was good. The air conditioner was working. I tell you, here's the deal, Christian. No joke. So the first. Spent all this time, money, effort for the touchdown club, and so RJ comes in and tells me, "You ready for this?" He said, "Dude, you got three leaks in the room." Of course, it was storming yesterday. Three leaks in the room, in the ballroom. Mm-hmm. They've got to put buckets underneath until they figure it out. And somehow, all the electricity they blew all the circuits on the back wall of the ballroom where Arkansas PBS, Arkansas TV is. They had no lights, nothing. So we got Dre, and I'm like, okay, this is a great way to start. But anyway, it's we figured out what happened. The buffet lines, they plugged in the buffet lamps into the same outlet where those trees, those light trees are on the back that lit up the stage. It was just overwhelmed. It's bow, you know. And so anyway, they fixed that. But anyway, right off the bat, we got it. You know, we're calm. RJ just said we'll get it worked out, and we did. So that was good. So
well, good. Yeah. And when the first thing is to play the audio of the past things, and then it wasn't up, and then I thought, Come on, dude. Don't do it.
Brian, Brian yells back at me. He's funny. He's from Arkansas PBS. He's certainly he's an ornery guy, but a great guy, a very talented guy. And because I said, what did I say? Gotta turn it up.
Yep.
And then sure I think he said, working on it.
You know what? I heard it because I'm sitting.
You get nervous when that happens.
Well,
right?
I get nervous for him.
I know, yes.
For whomever it is, because my back's to you. I'm facing the big screen. Fortunately, you've got a big screen here, and I didn't turn because it's so packed. I didn't turn my chair around.
I saw the back of your hair.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then so for me, I can't see over there, so I can't see what the person's doing. Let me ask you this. Here's the only thing. Can I?
Go ahead.
You got to
come on.
Wayne Smith is sitting there going,
Meatloaf.
Is that a drone?
It is.
You had a drone in the building.
Yeah, that's Jeremy Flynn had a cool drone shot.
Okay, here's the only other thing. Here's the only thing that I missed. And listen, it's out of necessity.
Say it!
It's out of necessity because I just told you. I watch the screen.
Yes.
Because I don't turn around.
Yeah,
I'm there.
Yeah.
Is when you introduce all these people, I wish there was a camera that could show those people stand up.
Yeah.
Because I don't get to see them.
Yesterday, that was an abnormal amount of
people.
No.
Well, you know, you asked for a few other things. What I'm saying is, I mean, I was sitting there. I saw Mark and Pryor and his mom.
They're
right there behind Doug Hendricks, so that was okay. I saw one Razor. You asked for former Razorbacks and all that.
Yeah.
That was there. You asked for some other dignitaries and that sort of thing. And I'm just for me. Listen, it's a selfish thing.
No, I know. Shady. Very nice. Of course, you know.
You don't have a roving camera.
And we don't know where they're going to be in the room.
But I know that.
Yeah.
But when I saw the drone up, I thought, well, there it is.
Yeah.
You have the drone up there looking out that way.
The drone was pretty darn cool.
Listen, as a kid, I grew up wanting a Vertibird.
I know.
So to have the Vertibird floating up there,
are you kidding
me?
Technology today. I mean,
that's a toy, Jack.
You didn't think a drone would be able to be controlled in that low ceiling, but Jeremy made it work.
Jeremy made it work. The first person I ever knew operate a drone that got his license, R.J. Hawk.
R.J. Hawk, yeah. Here's enough for me. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, the Middleton Heat and Air text line. Baz, I'm not the biggest Clinton or Jones fan, but I respect them both. I respect the hell out of you for doing this touchdown club for all these years. It's not easy. Great job for you and your team. Strength and honor, brother.
Strength and honor. Baz, yes. How did this meeting come about?
Well, it's as I mentioned yesterday, I always had in the back of my mind, I thought it would be fascinating to get President Clinton to talk football because, you know, he was there behind me, Roger, when I used to play at War Memorial. I'd always look back and he was there. So I know he loved football. He was engaged in sports and, you know, he can talk about anything. I had the Brewers Award one time. Finalists were at the library, Clinton Library. He comes out and he talks to each one of them and breaks down football. So I knew he'd be a fascinating person. The question was, Who would we get to match up? I thought about Matthew McConaughey maybe for the Texas week. And my buddy Jordan Johnson, who has been helping the Clinton Foundation for many, many years, said, what about Jerry Jones? We saw what happened this summer when Clinton sort of surprised Jerry at that press conference.
Yeah.
And so immediately I thought, of course, we hadn't gotten Jerry yet at the Touchdown Club. We've had everybody but Jerry. And so that was an even much better idea because they were both Arkansans. They both had, you know, this is the 50-year anniversary of Frank Broyles retiring from coaching. And so then you have to work, you know, the Clinton Foundation, Stephanie Street, and Jordan Johnson, Mac McClarty, all those folks had to start working the camps. And here's the deal, Roger, you know, on this thing, and Christian, if the Touchdown Club doesn't have credibility, there's no way these guys would say they would agree to it. Charlotte Jones has spoken here, Stephen Jones has spoken here, and one of the persons, you know, we were trying to get this announcement out, and I wanted to get it out yesterday, and the Cowboys were holding off. It's like, yeah, let's do it next week. And Jordan talking with their head PR person, when Jordan told him that, the guy said, you know, Kelly Finglass was so complimentary of this group from last year, head of the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. He said he thought the fact that we had done such a good job with Kelly, that certainly helped this guy, the head of PR, go, okay, you know, well, I'll trust you guys to do that. So much respect to Jordan and Stephanie and Mac McClarty, who was chief of staff. But it was one of those things, Christian, to me, you get those two together, they're both so dynamic. You know, obviously President Clinton slowed down than where he was 40 years ago. And Jerry has too. Both of them, they're in their 80s. But I think the dialogue would be fascinating between the two.
Sure.
Fascinating. And so that's what it was, is that let's think outside the box. I just think it would be, you know, to do something. That's just like with Kelly Finglass last year. So that's what it was, Christian, really. And then and thinking about what they could go back and they could talk. I can't wait to hear what President Clinton says growing up, what it was like for him to witness what Frank Broyles was doing and Jerry Jones. And they both grew up with not much money, only their families and a dream, as I said earlier. And so it just took 3 months. But really, it's amazing we got it done in 3 months. That's why I think those three took a lot of people to it, because you got camps in New York who are part of the Clinton Foundation. You got, you know, the Cowboys, obviously, big operation.
Well, do this. Yeah. Do, Oh, go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, I was just thinking these two are so massive that they could have done one on their own.
No question. No question. Yeah, what's crazy is, too, think about this. Two of the most biggest names on the planet. I mean, these guys are known around the globe, and I'm thinking, don't screw this up, Basil. Don't screw this up. Yeah.
All right, well, here's the deal. But you got to tell the backstory. You got to tell a little bit of the angst that you had for the last couple of weeks, and that was only because just prematurely on the magazine, and you had to ask Heather Baker for a favor, and she was able to do it. So please tell that. But tell that when we come back. Can you do that?
Yeah, we got to take a break.
Yeah, let's do that. And then a part that you don't know, that when he was given the announcement, was it a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I saw Bob Ford, the guy again. I saw him yesterday again from Camden. You know, he was there again front and center when we were doing our show. I'd introduced this guy, Christian. This is a guy that he was 4 years old when his dad took him to that oldest restaurant in the state down in Camden. He was four. He's 80 now, 90. When I introduced him to Baz the other day at the Touchdown Club announcement, all Baz heard was Charlie Brown's teacher, wah, 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 wah. And that's because something happened that preoccupied every inch of his brain. And he's had...
Because the deal wasn't done yet.
It wasn't done yet.
Been threatened by this situation.
This situation. Yeah. When do we come back and you'll hear the story on that one?
All right, don't go away. 628 here on Morning Mayhem.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
Benihana Special, $5, your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It'll become partly cloudy to mostly sunny today and also get hot. 94 or high here in Little Rock. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 75. But just before sunup tomorrow, there's a slight chance of a shower and then possibly some strong and severe thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Plus, it'll be hot with a high of 96. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Register now for the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge for your chance to win a 50-inch TV. Make sure to submit your picks each week so you can have the most points at the end of the season. Whoever has the most points will be the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge winner and receive the 50-inch TV. Register online at 1037thebuzz.com. It's only on your favorite fun and game station, 1037 The Buzz.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market Stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom! 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market Stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
You know your age, your weight, your income, and probably even the mileage on your car, but what's your testosterone levels right now? And is it normal for your age? Look, if you don't know the answer to that, Low T Center can help you. There's no doubt about it. And y'all, it's free. Stop in today. Take a quick, painless, free testosterone test and find out if Low T Center can help invigorate your life as it has for thousands of men right here in Arkansas. Go to fixmylowt.com to book that free test today. That is fixmylowt.com.
It's Honda of Russellville's 47th anniversary celebration. Celebrate with big savings store-wide. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax Foreman 4x4 with a powerful 518cc engine and long track travel suspension to tackle every job and trail. It's Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda powerhouse dealer. Visit HondaOfRussellville.com today. Honda recommends the Foreman for riders 16 years and older and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
Is this a Roger Scott song? Okay, this is the original. Travis Tritt, Trouble. You say you like this better than Elvis's version?
Almost definitely.
Whoa! Whoa! I didn't ask for most definitely.
It's a great point. No. Yeah, I do. I haven't heard Elvis's in a while. Let me hear it again. I'm sorry. I couldn't find mine in time.
6:32.
All right. Here's the deal. I'm going to set it up. You told me about Clinton and Jerry Jones when we finished up the show at the Hope Watermelon Festival. You said, here, I'm going to let you know the lineup. You showed me the lineup and all that. And you told me, said, here's the only thing is, we're going to announce everything, except I can't tell about Jerry and Bill Clinton.
Because it's not confirmed, finalized.
You're 100% sure, but you don't want to jinx it. All those things. You've got to get the paperwork. But you won't be able to announce it for 2 weeks after the announcement at War Memorial Stadium. Of course,
We didn't know what date. No, at that time,
you didn't even know when it would be done.
You had no idea that was going on.
So, I was privy to that information that day. So was RG and Chris Kane, I'm sure, because they're your, next of kin. When it comes to that, they're going to be the heir apparent. And so was Heather Baker.
Yeah.
Heather Baker because of... she's going to do a magazine.
The deal on that is, right, Roger, is that, Heather, if you've noticed the last few years, she's done cover stories like Emmett and Jimmy Johnson. Mm-hmm. So I try to give them that, because it's unlike the Democrat Gazette, that they can pivot pretty quickly.
Oh, of course.
You can't do that when you're publishing a magazine. So in confidence, I'd given her that information. You know, weeks ago, Emmett, so they could do the story cover on Emmett this month, and then, of course, Coach Silverfield. Right. Well, I told him the other in confidence that to say, hey, it's not done yet. We don't have a date.
Right.
Well, and so that was weeks ago.
That's something I'm
working on in confidence to where, you know, we could do that. Well, the day of the meeting of the announcement of the Touchdown Club, it hits me. Oh, my gosh. And because I saw a magazine sitting there. It was the Emmett Smith cover. Or maybe I didn't have it in front of me. I just called Heather. I said, Heather, is there something in there about the Jerry Jones booklet? You know, she goes, yes. And I'm telling you, Roger, it would have ruined the deal. It could have botched the whole deal if that way. And she had already printed it, and I should have called and said, check with me before you go to print.
Sure.
And I didn't do that. And so, sure enough, Heather had to sit on that magazine, Roger, for until yesterday to do that, so not to jeopardize the deal until both the Clinton Foundation.
It was printed. It was weeks. You had to call the trucks back.
I didn't. Well, it wasn't me.
She had to call to ask her. She had to call the trucks back. She had to tell everybody that was out delivering those magazines. Because when I saw the guy bringing the one with Silverfield on it yesterday, and I see him with his dolly bringing it in, it made me think of that story again.
Oh, man.
All the dollies that were ready to unload the other day. So, folks, what I'm saying is that when I went to introduce him to a nice gentleman, Baz would have been all over Mr. Ford and all those things. I knew then something was going on. Because something was on his mind. It did not even matter how you got through all that stuff. I don't even know.
And then
my petty part was that, you know, you introduced Wes Sutton and Steve Qualls, but not me at this thing. And I'm thinking, I had no idea. I'm kidding. But no, dude, the pressure that I knew that you had.
Well, you're working with, I mentioned Stephanie and Jordan, and they're working hard, and Mac and all, they're working hard to get this done. And all of a sudden that comes out prematurely. And it's like, it would have been obviously a horrible situation for me. I've learned a lesson, and you know, that's just one of those things you're trying to, you know, Heather's been great. Amp and AY has been great.
They do really cool stuff.
And that's one of those things to where if I do that, I've got to be aware that it's so volatile. You don't know what's going to happen. And if it's not done, you got to say, no, I'm not going to put it in there. But actually Denver Peacock, who's a buddy of mine, sent me the picture last night and said, I just got this in the mail today. It's amazing timing. If it had come 2 days earlier, 3 days earlier,
it would have been over. It would have been done. Yeah,
so,
been
done. So.
And that's why you didn't. Isn't that kind of why you didn't say anything until 10:50 or 9:50?
I just wanted to make sure that's when the Clinton Foundation and the Cowboys had.
It was final.
We said final, 10 o'clock. That's when they wanted to do it. And so, anyway.
It's all that behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's right. The best part about it, Roger, like you said, is that you had 1,000 tickets sold in one day yesterday.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I think as a bunch of, as Arkansans, I'm really going to look forward to it. It's, you know, you got two historic figures there in the state's history. We mentioned whether you like it or not, they're on the Mount Rushmore. Those two guys, and you could probably go Walton and Brewer's. You know, Walton's on there. Then who else would you put as that fourth? And maybe the Broyles. Broyles probably has much impact on the image of this state the last 100 years, Roger. Think about it.
Hold on. Well, okay. I mean, if you're looking at it, you got Walton and Clinton, no-brainers.
Right.
I mean, you got a president,
the most successful business, built the most successful retail chain in the history of business.
Since the beginning worldwide. Of time.
Yes. Civilization.
Who else would you do?
You could go politics again, or you could go business.
Well, nobody bigger in politics than Clinton.
That's right.
So that's it.
So he would cover the
nobody
politics.
Nobody bigger in sports worldwide than Jerry Jones for Arkansas, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You go. I think so. I think if Jerry won a national championship. He bought the. He's turned the Dallas Cowboys into the.
We talk about Don Hutson. We talk about all these others. We talk about Sonny Liston being from Arkansas. We talk about all these things. Who, you know what? Well, those that. What about?
Well, hold on. Let's. I'm saying. But again, think about this. Put it in context. You're talking about a guy who took. He has built the most valuable franchise in all of sports and around the world. Around the world, $15 billion. And so I don't think you can go the player or you go who was the
most I'm looking at an entertainer. I'm looking at Johnny Cash.
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
That's
you could go there.
I may do that.
Cash is pretty good.
Who?
Cash is pretty good.
I think that's a good one.
There's a statue of him at Washington. And that has nothing to do with Bill Clinton or anybody. You know,
is he the most? If you looked at the most
Glenn Campbell, Johnny Cash.
Well, the most famous Cash is bigger than Campbell.
Probably so.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think it'd be Cash. 661-1037 if you want to give your 2 cents on that.
I think, I'm not saying it's right. I think if you went up to a 24-year-old and like Johnny Cash, they would know who he was, but they may not know who Glenn Campbell was.
True. Maybe. Yeah, I think so. Maybe. You agree with those four, Christian? If you were doing it was
Cash, Clinton, Walton.
And Jones.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good four. I don't know who would be leaving out.
You know, again, when you're, like you said, Roger, you're a president that pretty much, you're done. Yeah. And then I think Jerry is world, he's known around the world. He's a worldwide figure, and that says something. And then you're right, Cash, from a pop culture standpoint. I mean,
Jerry Jones became the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. That put him. That set a watermark.
And then he raised it. That's right. Yeah,
he exploded.
Yeah, he broke down all those advertising rules, absolutely. And he helped the league become
no brainer there. No brainer there. I guess the third one. I think those.
Walton's got to be. Even though Walton's not from Arkansas, he grew Walmart in Arkansas.
I think Walmart. But you know what? And I guess we. It's one of those things. It's who did we claim? Who was the football player that we claimed? You know, or baseball player that we claimed? You know, because his family.
Oh yeah, the guy who stole the base dealer, isn't it? Ricky Henderson. No.
Oh yeah.
Was that who it was?
Maybe something. So we'll use whatever we can. Oh, he's a little bit up in here. When it comes
like
to that,
he was born here, but he moved when he was 1 year old. You know,
but you know what? KJ Jefferson won a bowl game for the Arkansas Razorbacks as a quarterback. I don't know if he ingratiated himself enough that he's going to come back and work at Stevens or work at Walmart and all those things. Like back in the day, that's what it was going to be.
Well,
Scanlon or anybody that was going to you had a gig doing that sort of thing. So he's gone. But Jerry Jones, and Sam Walton, they are as much a part of Arkansas other than just being born here, as anybody.
Here's a couple things on it. Milton Air text line said that two people said this might be a hot take, but Billy Bob should be up there.
Not bigger than Cash. So that's who you got to bump. You got to bump Cash. And who is it going to be?
If we're talking about actor, he's the most notable actor.
I know his daughter. His first child, who has come and hung out with us at trivia. Won't say anything else about it. You can look it up online or whatever. I like her. I don't know Billy Bob. She doesn't ask me. I like her.
In terms of artists, it's Johnny Cash, Glenn Campbell, Al Green, right?
Charlie Rich.
Yeah.
Conway Twitty.
661-1037. Somebody says it's Bear Bryant from Arkansas. But yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bear left and never came back.
Bear's great, but you know
Penos,
what? Yeah.
Penos has got to have Frank Broyles.
Well, you know what?
That,
that's
too.
A great point. Jerry Jones, John Daly, we'd look at Sam Walton as Arkansans, this and that and all that. We're begging for Bear Bryant to be an Arkansan, and he was born here. It's not like because he left and it's over.
661-1037. Let's read some messages. 47 from the 479. Not much of a fan of either guy, but Clinton and Jones are a huge get, both in the Mount Rushmore of Arkansas, Connecticut, who made it big.
Right.
Agree. Have you had Ray Lewis at the Touchdown Club? Yeah, 2 years ago. He was outstanding. Really, really good. He was on the sizzle reel that we did.
Best one on the sizzle reel, obviously, is LT.
LT at the end.
Because he's loaded. He's loaded.
Have you seen that?
I have not seen the sizzle reel, but I remember when he came.
Okay, let me tell you.
It was obvious.
I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to you. All you need to do is get the last 10 seconds.
Okay.
It's him. And listen,
I saw it on Twitter.
It's not whatever his name is, Pete, the Indian Pete from the Dallas Cowboys in his delivery. I'll tell you that much. Somebody says Levon Helm.
Indian Pete. I'm sorry.
Hey, it became a big story yesterday. We started
out. Is he on the team now?
No, not yet. No.
I thought, what's that thing that you said?
I
think that was his introduction to the team or something.
Yeah, that was just
Okay.
Yeah, it was all over the nation. Who was the guy that is the hot guy with ESPN now, the young guy, the wrestling guy that he's got the midday show on ESPN?
McAfee?
Yeah, McAfee did the same, just like us. McAfee did the same thing, man. So we weren't the only ones doing the giving the love to that
did
guy.
Did you find my Josie Wells, though, Chris? Just hit me.
I didn't grab it, but all right.
A couple things here. Broyles over Jones?
No.
Jones, to achieve the international status and impact, same like with Sam Walton, you're so big. You do something that you're so big in the most popular sport in the world, and you're the best to ever do it. I know he hadn't won a Super Bowl in 30 years, but
if his daughter and granddaughter are sitting right here, I may say yes. No.
Let's see here.
And that's got nothing to do with it. I mean, we can have two Mount Rushmores.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if I've already read this. Not much of a fan of either, but to get both is both in the Mount Rushmore. Great to get. Let's see here. John Tyson up there on the list. You know, the Tyson, you know, Don Tyson would be the, well, actually, John Tyson was the one who discovered, who built Tyson. It was John and Don and then John. So,
yeah, Don's who I knew.
Yeah, that's
I don't know him, though.
Somebody said, if you're talking about impact, I vote Basil. Thank you very much. I'm on the little Rushmore. I'm on the teeny Rushmore. I'm on the anthill. I'm on the anthill.
You're on it.
I was reaching my phone to type Johnny Cash. Here's one. Tell Roger that Monica will be sitting beside him on that front row. So,
Monica. Whiskey?
I thought maybe it was your girl in Hot Springs. That I tell you, there was a ton of folks over there
Monica.
I thought that was her name who was playing pickleball the other day from Hot Springs.
No,
yeah, there was there was a big group of the best of the best from Hot Springs.
Oh, there sure was.
They were at trivia.
Oh, they come to trivia. Absolutely, Susanna. Yes, Steve. Yeah, absolutely. She was there, and
one of the girls. By the way, I felt sort of bad. I was cheering for Lee Hatcher,
right?
And I knew that she was your friend.
Well, at least my friend.
I know. And so I said afterwards, I said, no, of course, they were cheering for her.
Of course.
She had a cheering section. But anyway, I said, Roger speaks very highly of you.
And she was an
excellent pickleball player. Just Lee got the best of her that day.
There is no doubt. No. I mean, Susanna's my friend in that regard. And Lee is my, I'm happy Lee took the trophy.
Somebody says, what about the moron with the Oklahoma shirt on yesterday?
What was that?
So there's a guy, he's a member, he's a good guy, and he always wears Oklahoma stuff. It's like Tiger Bait. He's a Tiger Bait of OU, and he wears OU every Touchdown Club meeting.
Okay.
Coach got up here and said something. Remember, he goes, except for the guy with the OU shirt.
Right, right.
And so anyway, it's just, somebody just saying, come on, dude, it says, what about the moron, wearing the OU shirt?
But here's the thing, though. But you said it, and I get it. It's not a Razorback Touchdown Club.
Yeah, it's an Arkansas club.
Listen.
You can wear whatever you want to.
Rex Nelson had it on a red shirt, but it was a Badger.
It was in Arkansas. It's like Tiger Brick wearing the LSU stuff every time. You can do what you want to do. You're going to get some comments like that if you do that, because this is Arkansas. We're supporting Arkansas schools. If you want to show off your love for OU, you can.
Well, what about when Peyton Manning said he saw Tennessee shirts?
Well, that's when a speaker comes in. That's okay. But I think yesterday, obviously, you have a
Is there an Oklahoma connection with Silverfield?
No.
This guy was
I'm
looking at it.
You can do it, but
I'm looking at it as, hey, shout out to the dude who's an Oklahoma guy, but he comes to the Little Rock Touchdown Club because he respects it and wants to, you know, listen to this and do all that. Now, don't get up and start booing and making an ass.
Yeah, well, also you stand out. It's like Tiger Bait with the big LSU deal. You stand out to go, hey, I'm still, you know, rooting for my team, which, again, Roger, you said you're more than welcome to do it.
Yeah.
But you're going to get going, really? You got to wear
okay.
that.
Okay,
you wear
that yeah, I got you. I got you.
Listen, he's a good guy. And you know,
to your point, I try to be cognizant when Conway's there, you know, when it's time for the Conway coach to speak, I try not to wear the Razorback.
Yeah, you're right.
Same thing for the ASU guy.
I agree. Yeah.
If I think about it, I'm not trying to be a jerk face by doing it. I just wear more Arkansas stuff because I don't have a lot of Conway stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of ASU stuff.
Correct.
And if I may talk to my good friend Nir Erisman, I don't have a lot of UALR stuff. Hint, wrestling shirt.
Here's one. Wally got it wrong this morning. Coach wasn't telling a joke. It was an urban legend. You may have already mentioned this. The story about the guy who gets trapped in a freezer dies, and when they get there, they realize it was never plugged in. It was his mental weakness that made him think that he was going to die, and he was just basically implying, we're not going to be mentally weak at the Razorback team. So
right, yeah, I looked at that also when I thought about this. I think it's like a Barney Fife getting drunk on punch, and then Andy telling him, "Dude, it's not even spiked," and then he had to straighten up.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, right, exactly. Someone says here, we're getting graffiti today. Yeah, let's do graffiti today. I think we may have John Daly tomorrow when we're in Dardanelle. We're going to be celebrating the chicken fry, Mount Nebo chicken fry. Now it's 80th year. In Dardanelle tomorrow, so we may get John on tomorrow. Rick Schaefer coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. I'm sorry, the 7 o'clock hour. So also we can do Graffiti Roger at 9 if we wanted to.
Let's do it
because we've got Chuck Gatlin and also Family Food at 8:30. So if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Somebody says Mark Martin. I don't think he quite makes the overall Mount Rushmore. He would make the sports, maybe, right? Maybe.
The Mount Rushmore is the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Here's one. What about Jack Stevens? Stevens Inc. He was big. I don't think he's bigger than Walton.
No.
He's not bigger
because,
than Walton.
Because, you know, because then you'd also, if you go Jack Stevens,
certainly one of the legendary guys in the state.
Look at Tyson.
Yes, he's another. Yeah, Tyson, Stevens, they're all legendary guys. But if you only get four.
But Tyson's not worldwide until.
Tyson
wasn't. When did he become worldwide? After Walmart put food? I don't know.
No, I think probably in the, they went worldwide probably big time 90s, I think, in the early 2000s. Yeah, they've been worldwide for a while, but they're really big.
Well,
I think they're the second biggest chicken in the world. Chickens.
Well, you're absolutely right, but I'm saying when you look at Walmart.
Oh yeah, you can't. You know, Walmart.
I don't know how many.
One of the greatest stories in the history of business.
I assume they may have nuggets in Tel Aviv, I know that they have Walmart holdings there.
We're having nuggets on the day that John Tyson speaks to the Touchdown Club.
Better.
All right, don't go away. It's 6:49.
Partnership with Oaklawn Sports is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Hey, baseball fans, the Major League Baseball season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head on over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi folks, Jeff Peters here at Hagen's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Morrilton. You know, I hear a lot of dealers advertising that they have the best price or no one can beat their deal and all these big claims, but you and I know we all buy these new cars from the same spot and we pay the same price. We understand it all boils down to you and where you decide to buy a vehicle. I want to invite you out to show you, not tell you, how fun and easy it is to buy with us. So make the short drive to Hagen's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Morrilton today or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
family.
At Edwards Food Giant, they know your family is important, and they also know that your time and convenience is as well. So why not take advantage of their heat and eat items in their deli department? Those famous Edwards Food Giant signature dishes with many of the same entrees and recipes that are served daily in the hot bar, all ready to take home and serve to your family tonight. And it can all be found at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant deli. This week's special is pot roast for only $7.49 per pound, paired with macaroni and cheese for just $4.99 per pound.
I'm Laura Landreau, CEO of Entergy Arkansas, and we have a plan for our growing state. We're building new, more fuel-efficient power plants to keep up with your energy needs. We're reducing outages, and we're ensuring Arkansas has the power it needs to help attract new industry and better jobs, all while keeping rates below the national average. Like most Entergy employees, I'm from here, and we're committed to creating a brighter Arkansas today and for the next generation.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Whether it's the huge inventory, the great deals, the specials, the number one service department in Little Rock, come find out why me and my team are Little Rock's number one dealership for sales and service. We have the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event happening right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's and Santa Fe's, as well as just a multitude of discounts on everything else on the lot. Come see us, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, off Colonel Glenn.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. A wonderful young sister named Ebony was ringing up my purchase in a clothing store when I noticed she had a Double B's cup. I smiled and told her that Double B's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. She smiled back and said, Double B's has the best ice. I told her I would pass this fact along in a new Double B spot. Ebony, we appreciate your honest, sincere, unsolicited take. Stop by today and get the best ice, baby. Ebony wouldn't steer you wrong, folks. Of course, over that ice, you will enjoy the best fountain drinks available. Your flavor, your way, so you can quickly be on your way. Mine is Coke Zero with a splash of vanilla. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Thank you. That's it. 6:54, we got a short segment here. Rick Schaefer coming up, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Appreciate the folks over at Edwards for sponsoring Rick and being a great partner to the Buzz. Mm-hmm. Great to see Double R yesterday at the Touchdown Club.
Yeah. He's got some pretty little thing living like to count, cause mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around.
Didn't want to interrupt that. Double R is so skinny now. So is
Bruce James.
Yes. We were talking about, Roger, the possibility of, you know, we have a lot of segments on this show that are sponsored by great businesses. By the way, yesterday was a lot. I know it took a lot of time to thank a lot of our sponsors and a lot of special guests there, and won't always be that way. First meeting's always a little tense in that way. But where was I going with this?
You were talking about Double R.
Yeah, Double R. So Double R, I look out there, and I thought, yeah, look how skinny Double R's gotten. So Leslie, our sales manager, said, what would you think about doing a segment with Double R each week? And, you know, we've talked about doing some cross-promoting.
Right.
So she thinks that we should maybe do a sponsored segment. I said, okay. So if you'd like to do a sponsored segment with Double R, I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun, get a lot of attention. I think we need to do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so JM can be on with us, you know, and have some fun with Randy, too. So,
anytime we can get a guy like Double R. What, how many years did he just celebrate here?
36.
36.
Yeah, he is talking about Mount Rushmore, mm-hmm. talking about Muscle Rushmore. He is the number one. The number one sports radio guy in the history of Arkansas when it comes to
Still County
doing sports radio. There is who else is anybody close? You know, I've been here since the mid 90s, but he goes back before that. Yeah.
That show has it always been Drive Time?
I think it has.
I can't see why he would ever change it.
I mean, once he stuck with drive time, unless the first year it was called a high school volleyball with Randy Brown.
What's crazy? What's crazy? 36 years. It's hard to believe. I've been here 22 with Tommy. You know, I did 3 years with Stanley, 25. And then I was a regular rotational host with Randy for 2-3 years in the 90s in the midnight. Matter of fact, I did the fifth quarter in 95.
Well, I guess you're
I did the fifth.
You have to be second continuous because you never. What did you leave?
I left for a little bit.
For a little bit?
I left for a year and a half.
Was it for surgery? No.
Was this like a part-time gig? You were working over at...
I was doing Jennings Osborne stuff. I was doing some Channel 4 stuff and Arkansas Sports Medicine at the time, which is now Ortho Arkansas. So I was sort of balancing all that. And then it got pretty crazy over here with Stanley and all the things that were going on. So it was a good time to step out and let the craziness get out of the way. And then came back with Tommy in 2004.
I saw... oh, my gosh. Who? Oh, forgive me for this. Bob, they used to do high school football.
Oh, yeah, I saw Bob. Yes.
Bob White.
Yeah. Bob White, excuse me. Yeah. Saw Bob White. Hadn't seen him in forever. He's asking how come there's not a family market in Searcy yet because Big Red's, he crushed Big Red. But it was nice seeing him. I saw Rainwater, and he dissed me. Scott Davis looked right at Scott Davis. He looked right at me.
It's your hair.
And guess what? And guess what?
It's your hair.
Scott looked right at me.
Yeah,
you know what he did?
What?
He kept walking.
Wow.
Looked right now.
Because you look different.
Well, you know what?
Chris Shenup
and Scott were walking. I come off the elevator. They look right at me. Shenup stopped.
They were intimidated by his hair.
You're starting to look like Bill Vickery.
Listen, I'm just a man.
You know,
I have feelings.
When
I see somebody like Scott, a pillar in our community, I go, oh, my God, that's my buddy. That's my friend. I want to say hello to him. But he looks at me and just walks off.
Your hair is starting to look like Bill Vickery. Your locks are flowing. Go to the webcam and look at Roger's hair. I mean, he ain't cutting that sucker right now. He's like Samson.
Well, I have to let
He's
it
like
go.
Samson.
I have to let it continue to grow. It's like my hedges right now, so I apologize to my neighbors. I'm letting them grow so they can get bigger, and then I'll trim them. Kyle Sanders!
Somebody says Roger needs to interview Baz at the Little Rock Touchdown Club sometime. So
No, it'll be a Q&A.
All right, don't go away. Rick Schaefer up next.
Game
we're glad you're with us.
Time or playtime. We're here all the time.
I wish you had more time.
103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one.